and foreign cars filled with fuel, it isn't ours. And we're in cotton we didn't grow. He's got the red, white, blue, blind hound farm. Several five tattoo on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag. In the back it says USA. He won't buy nothing that he can't fix. With WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench, he ain't prejudiced.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for riding through the break. This is your host, Ray I, here at Eye on the Outdoors, KFNS 590 The Fan. Hey, we're going to run out to Hawaii and get a report from our good friend John Sabati. You've heard us all talking about Florida turkey hunting and turkey seasons opening all over the country. But what about Hawaii? Before I introduce my great friend John Sabati, let's go to the Big Island, me and John's turkey hunt. John's running camera and I'm shooting shotgun for a change. Well, we have an Hawaiian report from our guy, John Sabati. Good morning, John. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Ray. How are you doing?
Doing great, my friend. How's the turkey hunting look on the Big Island?
It's looking good. It's starting to fire up now. It's been a slow start, but they're starting to gobble now, and the action's starting to pick up.
That's good. You sent a couple reports out. You had a couple good hunts. The one that sticks in my mind is the one where you went out up the mountain for your hunt and took a turkey, and then it wasn't too long after that you sent another report out, you got a second turkey. Can you tell us about that hunt?
Oh, yeah, sure. I guided my client, as you know, the ranch that I work on, we got 20,000 acres to hunt on, and if you book a hunt, you'd only hunt on a ranch for the day, and I reserve roosts for each individual hunter. So I got him in tight on a roost, and of course, they were henned up, and he pitched off. The hen took him away. We repositioned, and I was able to pull him in. That hunt went a quick 15 minutes, and then I went trolling. I guess you guys call it running gun.
Yeah.
And 15 minutes later, I fired up one up high on the ridge, took my client up. He didn't appreciate that quick hike because we're at about 5,000 feet elevation, and that bird was gobbling each time we moved up and reset, and he got that bird at 20 yards. It was quick, fast action. He was excited. He got to see country that most people don't see when they come to Hawaii. We were hunting in the rainforest. Basically, the place where I took you and you called in that bird. Remember that bird that was off about a mile away?
Oh, yeah.
He came in. Took, yeah, in that same area.
Okay, yeah, that's beautiful up there. And what some of our listeners don't realize that that even Hawaii has turkey hunting, as much as we've even talked about it on this show. But it's the real grand turkey, and what a difference! And you just kind of mentioned it in the conversation here is that when you're down on the beach in Hawaii and all the beautiful tourism stuff, you don't realize what's up on that mountain, do they, John?
Oh no, they don't. They don't get to see the beautiful rainforest where we're at. It goes from 2,000 feet, transitions all the way up to 7,000 feet. So just the different types of terrain and the lay of the land is real beautiful. And, of course, we're hunting on the slopes of Mauna Loa, which is an active volcano.
That's awesome. Awesome. Beautiful country. And get up extremely early and climb that mountain. And by the afternoon, you can be on the beach. Right, John?
Oh, exactly right.
And I know a lot of the guys that book hunts with you, John, do so and bring their wife or their girlfriend or whatever, their family member, so they can hang out and have a great time on a vacation while they get to go turkey hunting.
Yes, they get to go turkey hunting, and then they can go deep sea fishing, try to hook a big marlin, lay on the beach, relax. It's a real fun trip.
Great trip. What's involved for someone to be able to book a hunt with you for Hawaii, John?
Well, first of all, they would need to have a hunter safety card so they could buy a hunting license. And then they just got to give me a call. I got a shotgun, so they don't have to worry about bringing shotguns, make travel a whole lot easier. And just give me a call. But as you know, Ray, I booked out a year in advance because I run a limited hunt. And for the last 15 years, I've been running 100% success rate.
Yeah, well, that's why I wanted that example of your recent hunt. A gentleman comes all the way over to Hawaii for a turkey hunt, and he was maybe kind of thinking like, well, why do I only get one day? Well, he found out pretty quick why he only needed one day, didn't he, John?
Yeah, I think because the way we manage the hunts, it's very limited. It's a working cattle ranch. It's all fair chase, no feeders. And, you know, you book the hunt, you'd only hunt on the ranch for the day, you know, talking 20,000 acres. And we only hunt on the weekends because it's a working ranch. So the birds aren't heavily pressured, and it's a really fun hunt. And I would advise if you book a hunt, try to look at the calendar and watch the moon phase. It's best to avoid the full moon phase.
Yeah. Is that for the crazies or is that for the turkeys?
For both, of course. You know, ever since you brought those damn feral clowns, you know, that's been an issue. But
yes.
You remember that hunt you and I, when you came over with the full moon phase and you had that gobbler gobbling on the limb and there was a hen off in the distance, you know, and we got in between them, the perfect setup. Well, at least we thought it was, but in Hawaii, we don't have the predators you do in the States. So
right.
They're not afraid to hit the ground in the moonlight and it's not legal shooting time. Remember we were filming it?
Oh, yeah.
Gobbler
yeah.
Hit the ground in a full moon
in,
and walked
in the dark.
Right past us.
I've used that a lot. I show skylighted on the roost, but when he flies down, the camera's completely black, dark. You can see nothing, but you can hear him gobbling in our face, but you can't see him because it's dark. They fly down in the dark.
Yeah, absolutely. It gets crazy.
Yeah, it was fun. Seen lots of stuff in Hawaii. Great time always over there with you, John. Hunt was a lot of fun because I really enjoyed your hunt more than most of them because it was just me and you going hunting and really enjoyed that. And we had a good hunt, a good time up on the mountain, and there's nothing like it. So I highly recommend if you want to hunt Hawaii, this is the guy you need to go with, but you're going to have to get a hold of John real soon. And you can just contact me and I'll give you all of John's contact information. John, you want to give out your phone number?
Yeah, you can give me a call at this number. It's my direct line at 808-896-0972. And please remember there's a 5 to 6 hour time difference.
Yeah, I've been guilty of that, huh, Johnny?
Yes, indeed.
Looking
forward to having you over again next year.
I'm looking forward to it as well as Jan. That's always a great trip for us. Really enjoy coming to Hawaii and hunt with you. I don't know how many years we've been doing this, John boy, but it's been a while, and it's a great time. Had by all, my friend. All righty. Thank you, John. Appreciate the Hawaiian report this morning.
Well, thank you very much, Ray, and wishing everybody a good hunting in their spring season.
All right, buddy. See you, John.
Take care. Aloha.
Aloha, John. That was my great friend, Mr. John Sabati from the Big Island of Hawaii. Hey, we need to take a break. We'll see you all on the other side, baby. Ikulu lega, ikulu.
jet boy.